Scientists in Oregon and Washington are noticing a disruptive ocean phenomenon is becoming more frequent and extreme. It involves a suffocating ribbon of low-oxygen seawater over a continental shelf. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports this summer's low-oxygen zone was among the worst on record.
The technical term is hypoxia, sometimes called dead zones. It's an unwelcome variation on normal upwelling of cold, nutrient-rich water from the deep ocean. When the dissolved oxygen drops too low, it drives away fish and can suffocate bottom dwellers, such as crabs and sea worms. It seemed to marine ecologist Francis Chan like this is happening most every summer lately. So the Oregon State University researcher looked back to see if it's always been this way.
The ocean starting in 2000 really looked different from the ocean that we've had, you know, between the 1950s and the 1990s.
Chan says climate change could affect oxygen levels via disrupted circulation and ocean warming. A September storm flushed away this year's low oxygen zone by churning northwest coastal waters. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.